That's the home place right there. It's the home place. It's where I lay my head and saw the logs. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So this is where the memories are made. This is home. We bought this house. It was a cousin's. There's only been two families. This house was built in 1958, and there's only been two families that have lived here. My cousin Bill Davidson built this house in 1958. He raised his family here. His son Mike, my cousin, farms with me, rakes hay with me during the summer, all summer, lives right up the road. He's only lived in two houses in his entire life, this house and the house he lives in now, right next door to me. Anyway, pretty neat deal. It adjoins our family farm, and raising my daughter, me and my wife, we live here now, and we are thankful to live in this beautiful rock house now. And in this house, we are making some memories. And several weeks back, Lindley, who is a big old whopping six, about to be seven, had a loose tooth. And it had been loose for a while. Thing was stubborn, didn't want to come out, one of her baby teeth. And, you know, she'd wiggle it. She'd do the thing that, you know, the thing that you do with a loose tooth. She'd wiggle it, and it was loose. It was loose, wouldn't come out. So one night, she was in bed. She was wiggling it, and she yelled at me and said, Dad, this thing's got to come out. And I agreed. I said, you know, it's literally just barely hanging there. It's about to come out on its own. And she said, it's got to come out. I mean, it's just got to come out. And I said, well, pull it out. And she was tugging on it, and it wouldn't come out. And she said, it's got to come out. I want you to pull it out. And I said, okay. So we worked on it. It was kind of slippery. Couldn't get it out. And I said, I mean, if you want it out, I can pull it out. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, if you want this tooth out, if you want this tooth out, I can pull this tooth out. And she said, how? And I said, with pliers. She said, she looked away and she looked at me and she said, Dad, get the pliers. So I did. We live in the country. So I pulled her tooth with some pliers. They were brand new pliers. They'd never been used. They were disinfected. Don't send me emails. So she pulled her tooth that way. And the bottom line is, we all understand this, to grow, right? To grow up, you got to lose your baby teeth, right? Losing is a part of growing, and we get that. Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 16 that if you want to follow him, if you want to grow in your relationship with him, if you want to be a growing disciple of Jesus, do you know what it requires? Taking up your cross and following him. Do you know what a cross means? It means dying to yourself. It means being willing to put yourself on a cross and say, you know what, I'm, like Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, and yet I live. What does that mean? It means that I'm willing to die to self. The things that I used to want, the things that I used to live for, the things that used to be supremely important to me can't be supremely important anymore, because I want to grow to be more like Jesus. I'm going to be a growing disciple of Jesus, which means he's got to be supreme, and the things he wants has to be first. You see, you got to lose to grow. It's just part of the deal. We understand that, but man, it's a little painful sometimes, isn't it? So can I just tell you how I pulled the tooth, and then we'll wrap this up? I told her I was going to count to three. So she said, okay. Lindley's tough, okay? She's tough. So I got the tooth and I said, one, two, pop! And it was gone. And her eyes got real big and she said, it's gone. It's gone. No crying, no reaction. Caught her by surprise. That's a good story. Hey, thank you for joining me today on the tailgate. It's going to be about a week until I join you again. So until then, I pray you have an incredible week, that God moves in your life this way in eternal ways, and that you see His hand at work all around you. So be watching. I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate.